But mind you, when we went up to Bannockburn, well, when we came into Dalmigavy first, we were temporarily in a house where the Huntsman is, the Crofts are now, and the sink was about that big. It wasn't wooden sink, but it was very low, and it had a zinc draining board inside. But you know, there's still a wooden sink in Glen and Dalmigavy Lodge. What was to be the butler's pantry still got its wooden sink, and it never leaks. It's fantastic. Mm. But its draining board's only that size. The days before dishwashers, we had to do all the washing, dining and washing up in it.
You had to boil the kettle to wash it.
Well, up there it was all right. We had plenty of water, but your back was sore bending over the slow sink. Yeah.
How long did you stay there?
In Dalmigavy?
No, in the place where you had this little tiny sink.
Oh, right. The sink was big enough. It was just so low. We were there from... When did we went to Dalmigavy? On Jeanette's first birthday. We were there about 9 months, I think. Mm-hmm. Over a winter, anyway. And by this time, they'd built the new bungalow for us, you know.
So you moved into a new bungalow?
After that, yeah. So that's where we spent 35 years. Mm-hmm. 35 years. That was our present from our bosses when we left there. That was our token present, anyway, that big ewer. He said, you can put milk in it or do what you like with it. But they did put that.
Is it silver?
Yeah, it's millennium, and it's got the millennium mark on it. It's probably dusty. Probably even a polish, but it's got an inscription on the bead.
I'm trying to find it now.
It's around the edge, there it is.
Oh, it's around the edge. Yeah. Sheila and Alex Dunn, 35 years at Dalmigavy, with deep gratitude from the whole Greenwell family, February 2001. Mm. Were there changes in the time you were there, Dalmigavy? I mean, was it...
In all sorts of ways, because we went there, and like even in the house and the grounds, when we went there originally, the house was there, and it was all garden all around the fruit garden, you know, black currants, gooseberries, red currants, and a lot of garden, other garden, herbaceous borders and everything. And Alex said to them, well, you know, do you want to keep this garden like this? Because I can't do both jobs. There's no way I can do this garden as it should be done. And so they cut the garden down and left it as a small part of the garden. Did away with all the fruit bushes and that, because then he could cope with it, you see. But he couldn't do that and do his hill work as well, which made sense. But we had the use of what garden. There were some bushes left, but anything like that.
So they wouldn't take on a gardener?
Well, it wasn't big enough for that. And then the house had gradually got improved. You know, they put more, wash basins in the bedrooms, and got through the years, eventually, more bathrooms, and put an extension on it. And, you know, it has improved. It's nice now. It's easy to work with when we had stone floor in the kitchen, which... Not even smooth stone floor, sort of pebbly stone floor.
Yes.
It's murder to scrub. You did get you would scrub it before they came, and maybe that last night, I'd be there the last night before they came, three little children at home.
Yes.
All again helping me as they were in bed at the house. So it was hard going for a little while. But
this was in the kitchen?
The kitchen in the old lodge was...
And it had this cobblestone floor.
But sort of like almost... rough cement. You're thinking that now it's all, you know, this wooden sink. Yes. We're doing the dining room washing up. And now they've got their two dishwashers and a couple of fridges, and I don't know if we even had a dish. We hadn't even got a freezer in them days. No, we wouldn't have had.
So they only had Alec as keeper and gardener. They didn't have anyone else permanently there.
No.
And you looked after the house.
Did the house, yeah.
But no one else was there?
No. And we're just across the river from Betty, so, you know, we weren't that far away. And at season time, we had cooks. You know, what? I mean, if there were a house that was full, they would have a cook.
Right. Did they bring a cook with them?
Mm-hmm. The old Greenwells used to bring this man who was their gardener down in Suffolk, and he also did a little bit of butlering. If it was the dinner parties, he would be butlering. So they used, and his wife used to come and do the cooking, and his daughter used to come up and help them. So, you know, I wasn't that, I was only just doing the housework. As they got older, they weren't able to come. And the younger folks sort of just brought in a cook, you know, they'd get these young cooks coming up, a couple of cooks or something. It's a busy place now, it's constant from, they just love it, the family alone love it. They'll come up there and they'll stay, like the eldest daughter was up there recently with her two little children. They just love it, you know, they just think there's nowhere, like our family, they want to go back up there. They never come here, but they need a trip up there.